What are we doing today, Liv?
We're modernising the lifestyle, of course.
And by modernising, we mean modernising.
So come along with us for the journey.
Welcome back to the Swing Up Podcast, episode one of season two. Wow, I'm Gage.
I'm Olivia.
And we are at Love Honey HQ today.
We are, yeah. How exciting.
Yeah, do you want to introduce a guest?
So we have got a guest from Love Honey with us today. This is Molly. Welcome, everybody, to Molly.
Hey.
So, yeah, and Molly's going to tell us a bit about her role at Love Honey and just basically what she does day to day and... yeah, take it from there.
Thanks. Yeah. Hi, guys. So I am Molly. I am the senior product developer at Love Honey. And I've been here for about 5 years now, nearly 5 years. So been a lot of changes over those 5 years. I've seen a lot of stuff, a lot of exciting stuff. And I kind of, my role is taking an idea and a concept and kind of then making it into all the way down until it's right now live on the website.
Right.
Ready to go.
Wait a minute. So you basically design dildos.
I'm a dildo designer.
You're a dildo designer. That's it. How do you actually end up becoming a dildo designer? Like, is it like a special course in university for
it?
Or
is it?
I get that a lot. How did you get into this?
Can you imagine?
Take us back.
What do you want to do when you grow up? I want to design dildos.
Yeah.
It was never my goal. I wanted to be a plumber.
Did you?
Well, you plunge in something.
Molly. Take us back to leaving school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To where you are today.
Chief dildo designer. So it really, I was just very fortunate. I was quite lucky. I kind of, I thought, I know, I didn't want to go to uni and it just wasn't for me. I thought, I don't want to share a kitchen. And so then I thought, what can I do next? And I just thought, I need to get into business somehow and I want to get into an office sort of environment. And I thought, I'll go into business admin, I'll do an apprenticeship or something. And thankfully I did that and I just did that in a random office. And then I saw this job come up, just admin at Love Honey, but I didn't really know what it was about. I knew Love Honey, I'd seen the documentaries, but I didn't know exactly what I was sort of getting into. But I thought as soon as I saw it, that's right up my alley. I've always been quite open, you know, quite out there. And as soon as I got the job, everyone said, that's perfect for you. So I started off as admin, helping out in the product team. And since then, I've just sort of like climbed my way up a little bit. And here I am just slinging butt plugs everywhere.
Yeah. That's so the first product you ever, can you remember the first product you ever designed?
It was anal beads.
Warren! Wow.
From one extreme to the other.
Absolutely. Yeah, Warren. It was some anal beads. It was quite a sort of simple, you know, just a very sort of basic design. It was for our Love Honey Basics range at the time. And it was just sort of an easy starter. And they were sort of easy, you know, anal beads, very sort of little ones.
So what popular products have you designed that people might have underneath the bed?
Oh, well, I mean, advent calendars are my baby.
Is that you? Yeah. This is it! That's it! She's responsible for it!
We loved our advent calendar last year, didn't we? We got one last year just to be like, we've seen one, haven't we? And then we were like, do you know, shall we buy it and see what's actually in it? And we did, didn't we?
We got the Christmas one, didn't we?
Yeah, the Christmas. We got the couples.
Because we did the OnlyFans thing of one day, open it up, and then you get to use it and all that good stuff.
Oh, you did it properly. You did like each day at a time.
Yeah,
it was so hard not to open them all. I'm not going to lie to you.
We were good, wasn't we?
Because
normally we get too excited and we like, even with the chocolate advent calendars, to be fair.
From the advent calendar, your little vibrator one thing.
Oh my God, that is my favourite product to like have in my bag.
We call it the cum maker.
Yeah. Perfect, that's what I want. Goal achieved.
Who needs a ditch? She's got the tiniest wand ever.
Tiniest one, and it goes in my bag everywhere I go. To be fair, I'm quite surprised that it's not in my bag today.
That's it, yeah. Surprised
I know
not using
the
it
one,
now. So you designed the calendar. So did you come up with that idea and was like, we want to open up? And where did the idea come from originally?
Yeah, so I mean, I can't take credit for that. This is probably like our 8th year of advent calendars this year, I think. We've been doing it for a long time now. And we've sort of started off, you know, we just took the idea obviously off, you know, a sex toy company, chocolate calendars, you know, all the usuals. And a couple of other sort of competitors did it as well. So it wasn't, you know, just us. But no, the company at the time, they just did, you know, one big couples calendar. They thought, we'll just give it a go. And it was kind of, it looked great, but it wasn't sort of what it is today. It was, you know, sort of a bit of everything chucked in, but it didn't quite look and have the same sort of feeling it does now. And we've grown it over so many years, and we've got a bit of something for everyone. There's the couples one, there's one for her, one for him. You know, there's something for everyone now. Oh. So, yeah.
I like the fact that you open one and you're like, what is this? And then you're like, I have to wait till the next day. And then it adds, you it can adds put them together, can't you?
Yeah. But I've got a suggestion.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. God. Okay. I'm not a pervert, honestly. Right. But I have a fleshlight. Yeah. Yep. It's my little baby when you're away.
Yeah.
Yeah. It only comes out on special occasions.
Yeah.
Right. This is my problem with fleshlights.
Okay.
That fucking tiny little hole at the top, that sounds like a jet engine when you're going.
I thought you meant the entrance was a tiny little hole. I was like, no! Right, Mr. Big Dick.
Hey, listen. Cut this out, David, but you know. I'm not packing, but I am. The hole at the top pushed out so much air. And when you want to try and be a little bit
quieter.
Yeah, you know, this time she's downstairs washing up and I'm like, I'm eyeing it up and I'm like, and she's like, come on, baby. And I'm like, I can't get away with it. How do we stop that?
Good question. So there are different sort of, there's different contraptions you can get. There's obviously the ones that you said they've got that hole for. It's for the air, you know, to get out. So you can have the ones where it's, you know, closed at the top. Are you talking about the back bit of it?
The top. Because obviously you're putting it in and then the air on the outside is kind of going...
Yeah. Up. There are other ones as well that you can just not have the casing in it. So if you don't have the casing in it...
I like the casing.
I can't solve all your problems.
What are we doing here today? That's it.
But, you know, with the ones without the casing, the ones that are just a sort of like the flesh, shall we say, then you don't get as much of that with it. You know, you can just... It is a lot quieter, but with the casing, you can sort of get away with having the, you know, you get a bit of suction in it and it feels a bit tighter when you have that casing. So it is a benefit having that, but the noise is probably a bit.
You're just going to have to rock the TV up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then have a little sign on the door saying, it's rather
a loud moaning from the porn or the air pressure going from the fleshlight. It's one or other.
You can get away with the air pressure. Just got to get something.
Also, I've got another idea. Can you make something that's self-cleaning? Because it's not the sexiest when you're jizzing it. It's not the sexiest when you're jizzing it and then you've kind of got to pull it out of the tube and then turn it inside out. Put it in the dishwasher.
Some toys you can.
Yeah,
I've got loads of ideas, to be fair.
Self-cleaning would be a great idea. I mean, I don't know how, without absorbing all your jizz, I don't really know how you're going to do it.
Maybe like a hose pipe extension at the top?
Sold. You know, I'm doing it next week. I'm starting it.
Yeah, there you go. Guys, we sold it. That's it. We can list people
now. New product.
That's it, yeah. No, but I love my little fleshlight. And we went to the warehouses today. And that was quite eye-opening.
Yeah,
I can't believe how many products are in them warehouses. I'm not going to lie, because when you go on the website, there is loads of products there, but you don't spend time like scrolling. And there's so many products now that I've been like, ooh, I'm going to have to go buy that. Ooh, I like the look of that. So
it's a massive eye opener. Even for me, I think when I started, I was quite a novice. And then, you know the usuals, you know what a dildo is and you know what a butt plug's like. And then you see all these, you're like, oh my gosh, the world is my oyster.
Do you ever like design products from like your own use? Like you kind of, you obviously use sex toys and then you kind of go, do you know what would be really nice if I could just do this?
Yeah.
And do you selfishly like design stuff for yourself?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Yeah. I know if I want it, there's probably a market for it as well that other people want it. So, you know, we have done stuff with that in the past with like sort of, I've tested stuff if we needed to in the office. I'll quickly pop to the toilet and just see how this goes. If we need some quick feedback, I'll take one for the team, guys.
God, sorry, just 5 minutes.
That's it, yeah.
And then you know, you come back and you're like, right, okay, there is a market for it. Other people have thought the same. We always were so open in here as well that we talked to everyone about it. I'll be like, I was having a wank the other night, and didn't you think that I use this toy, but it could have sat a lot nicer in my pants, or it could have sat a bit better here, or I wore it out for dinner, and it could have just fit a lot nicer.
That is,
and
then so can, nice.
Yeah. It's so nice, so open.
It's like a refreshing kind of workplace. It's like
it's like the lifestyle, having that openness. Like, we meet couples and it's nice to literally talk about sex with no judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of, it just, there's no barriers, and it's quite like kind of like free-spirited in that sense to have a conversation with somebody.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Then you come up with an idea with a card game, Olivia. Right, 1 minute, Dragon's Den pitch. Here we go. Here we go.
Right, so a lot of questions are surrounding like newbies into the lifestyle. And obviously a lot of people have been in relationships for a very long time and don't know how to flirt or make the like the first moves and things like that. So a lot of people were saying, is there anything that you'd recommend to get things going? And if they've had coffee and a drink and they're kind of like wanting to move it, but they don't know how to move it on, like we were thinking maybe like a card game. And I know that there is card games for couples to use, but not when there's not no monogamy. No card games for like four people.
Cards against monogamy.
Cards against monogamy.
Perfect. You know what? It's a show. Trademarked.
You cannot use that. Yeah.
That's such a good shout, because like you said, it's just there's probably so many people that want to get into the lifestyle but have no idea how to approach that with their partner. For all you know, their partner might be thinking the same thing. And it's just how on earth do you approach that conversation, especially if you know you're not that open naturally as a couple. Something like that that's a bit more fun, and just, you know, you can gauge someone's reaction as well. I think, you know, it's a
do you know what it is as well, is it's good when you're a newbie. Like for me, I'm very forward. So I'll ask people, do you want to get the party started? And they go, yeah, that's fine. Because after a while, when you drink you can have so much coffee and no one wants to be the first one to make the move. But the cards is kind of a nice way to laugh with each other, dare each other. Mm-hmm. And then you have like one golden card that says, let's get the party started.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need.
Yeah,
cards rather against monogamy.
Because if I was just on my own, and the other couple was kind of the same boat as me, not very like forward, we would just sit there for like 3-4 hours and still drink coffee, and then I'm like, right, sorry, it's time to go now, and never get upstairs.
Next time.
Time.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely.
There's definitely a place for it.
Mm.
A little.
I'll help you out with it.
You're all cadets now. That's it. You're gonna get random 3 a.m. texts like, well, listen to this idea. It's gonna be the next big thing. Listen. But we're saying this, like the I think people and in the lifestyle, we were having this discussion earlier of there's a huge market there, and it's always often forgotten because it's always like discreet or behind closed doors, or it's kind of like undergroundish in that sense. We want to kind of bring them products for them sort of people. Because how many people in the lifestyle, what were the statistics we did last time? Yeah. How many people tried non-monogamy?
I think it was like 1 in 3, wasn't it? Or something like that. Really, really shocking.
Not our customers. It was a consumer survey, and it was 3%, I think, of people admitted to being non-monogamous. But that's... Yeah. That's who admits to it. So
yeah, but then you have the people that are discreet
and don't say anything. So it is a huge majority, isn't it? Well, quite a big majority. So I'd say 5% of people.
Yeah,
I think it's so much more.
So much more. So you're going further more than 5%.
I'm going more than 5%. I don't know. I think it's like, you know, there's a club in Luton, in Dunstable, sorry, called Penthouse Playrooms, and they've seen a lot of the younger 20-year-olds come into the clubs now. And what we're finding is they're coming along, and as they get older, it's just going to be more accepting.
Yeah.
And then you've got a new generation coming up that are learning about sex and stuff in schools and kind of like non-monogamy and everything LGBTQ, knowing that it's perfectly normal. So I reckon in, you know, 10 to 15 years' time, we're going to be an absolutely sexually liberated state, just like, you know, like Germans are freaks. Oh. We're not far behind them, you know.
Absolutely, I love it, yeah.
So we need to, I think... The UK is changing. It's on that pivot now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we've seen that just because from the company, you know, from 21 years ago when we started, it's just so much more socially acceptable now.
Yeah.
That, you know, and that's great. And that's what we want, obviously, you know. And it's just before it was, we wanted to, I mean, the guys that created it wanted to get away from that sort of, you know, shadiness, that sort of seediness of it. And that everyone has their thoughts about, you know, well, you don't buy a sex toy from an alley around the corner or whatever,
exactly.
You know, as opposed to, you know, free, be open about it, and we are the sexual happiness people and everything, you know, and that's what we want to promote that, and we want to get people talking about it, and I'm the biggest advocate for that. I'm always chatting about sex.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yes.
How many dildos do you have?
Well, talking specifically dildos, probably only about sort of like a few, but then if we're talking sex toys, are we talking about Love Honey or me?
You?
Okay, cool. Yeah.
I don't know about that. I've been to that warehouse. Love Honey's a dirty freak. I know that for sure. Yeah.
If we're talking sex toys in general, I mean, I've got a trunk. I've got a big leather
trunk.
Like a chest.
Because you get sick, like, stuff home all the time. Yeah. And it's kind of...
Yeah, I mean, especially being in product development, I'm quite lucky there. Fell on my feet, landing in the right department there. That I can, you know, I'm getting all the samples all the time, back and forth of me changing things and tweaking designs, etc. So I think, oh, I'm going to pinch one of those for myself then. Yeah.
Absolutely. You're like, that's not making the cut, but it'll make the cut for my trunk.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, there's just stuff dotted around the house everywhere at home.
Are you a taken lady? Are you single?
I am taken.
And what is your boyfriend, husband, partner?
Boyfriend,
what is he?
I mean, he thinks it's great.
And did you take imagine. Him toys back as well? And...
Oh, yeah. I'd get him to try them out for me.
Liv, get a job at Love Honey.
But no, it's great. And it's nice, you know, everyone thinks the job is great, you know, majority of people these days, which is brilliant and stuff. But yeah, I was already sort of working here when I met him, so I'm like, it's part of the package. Yeah, so as long as you're happy with it.
But I suppose you come a bit like desensitized to sex toys now, don't you? And
absolutely.
You just walked in with this massive, but we can get away with that on the podcast. Yeah.
This wasn't a
Wait there, guys. I'll get it. Don't move. You've got the cameras right. Guys, just wait there. Wait till you see this. I've got some.
Get her out. It's
Look
incredible.
At this.
I love that you grabbed that in the right place.
It's so squishy. It's so snackable. I've just spent like 10 minutes actually just having it on the side, smacking it because.
So when you see stuff like this,
it a little spank.
Boy, yeah. I'm going to hold it up because I don't know what the camera angle's saying. So when you see stuff like this, I take it you just go, oh, that's quite cool. And you give it a little finger and a little
poke. Oh, always.
And
yeah, you can't
like
walk past that without giving it a slap or a finger, can you?
And does it have the...
That is, I think that's an air hole part of the design as well. There's also some of them that come with bullets in them, so they vibrate in those sort of holes. So,
realistic. How much does this go for?
A couple of hundred, I think.
That's
that
a good Christmas present.
There we are then.
So, like Olivia part-time is cabin crew. You didn't know. I have a lot of lonely days to myself.
You get 10 lonely days a month, don't you?
Yeah, I get 10 lonely days a month, and
you can cry into your bum.
I can
when you're missing me.
Exactly. That'd be cool if you could like mold your pussy in there, wouldn't it?
Clone a pussy, you know, is a thing. I think it's a sex toy.
Yeah.
But obviously, there's clone a willy, and I'm pretty sure there's a vagina or a vulva molding one. I'm fairly certain. So, there we are.
Right.
Now,
how many of these do you sell?
God, my figures, I'd have to check those figures, but it's more than you'd think. I know when I looked at sales before and I was shocked.
People actually buy these?
People are buying these. And the reviews, people love them. And I mean, it's impressive. If you can get that in you, I'm impressed.
If you put that on a wall... Your wall's coming off. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the plaster's gone.
If anybody like screenshots this and like edits this into something funky, like
my favourite bit earlier, like I mentioned, it says harness compatible, strap on compatible.
Nah.
How are you holding that? The strength of anyone, if they can hold that up and peg someone with it, I am impressed.
Yeah. Have you considered like an ejaculation one?
We do have some ejaculating dildo.
You've got it all, haven't you? I'm trying to catch out here, Molly.
It's already been thought about.
There's ones where you can squeeze the ball, so you suck up, you know, either like a cummy style lube, or like it can just be water, whatever you want to really put in it, as long as it's body safe. And then squeeze it through the balls to like suck it up, and then it will squeeze out when you press the balls. Or there's ones that are like remote control, so you can press it from afar and squirt it out. We had great fun with that in the office.
Oh my goodness.
They have literally got everything. Like,
yeah.
That is nuts.
Sorry, I'm just like...
No, I'm absolutely flabbergasted.
I definitely don't think you're going to be able to pitch any other ideas, bar from the Cards Against... Monogamy.
I think that's a good one.
That one's a good one. Good way to start.
That is a good way to
start. Can I ask you another personal question while we were... I said we wouldn't ask personal questions, but this was just top of my head. Did any of your like friends and family, was there any like taboo kind of you working here and things like that? Did they have an opinion about it, or
I think they all know me so well. I think I was only about 21 when I got the job, and I called my mum and dad. They were like, "Oh, we're so proud of you! That's right up your alley." So
that is amazing. Yeah, I mean,
my mum has got pornaments, as we call them, so like glass dildos and butt plug on her coffee table and everything. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Life's a lot better when you're sexually like open-minded. Yeah, isn't it?
Honestly, there's just dicks flying all over the gaff everywhere in our houses.
How long has Love Honey been in business for?
Since 2002, sorry. So, I mean, what's that, 21 years now?
Yeah. And I'm taking it from like humble beginnings, little shop on the high street.
So, no, never been a physical store.
Never.
So, it was just the two founders. They wanted to sort of like, started that something wasn't a CD company, wasn't that sort of backstreet store. And, they just started in their bedroom, in their houses. And then it's just become what it is over so long. And we've grown into Love Honey Group, and we're huge now with several companies, within us.
So what's in Love Honey Group?
So we've got several companies. There's it's Love Honey Origin, our one. Then there's Wow Tech, so Germany based. So they have the Womanizers, the Wee Vibes, the Arc Waves. And we have Bellasoft, which is a French company. They're all sex toy companies.
Okay.
And then there is Amarana, which are Swiss based. So yeah, there's loads of us now.
And
so,
I can do a little review on my womanizer that I've been gifted.
You have been gifted a womanizer, haven't you? Right back. There's so much shit going on here. It's absolutely mad.
So that review will be coming in the next podcast.
So this is, we've been gifted, and thank you very much for this.
Thank you.
Really appreciate this. This is a shower head, and I suppose you can just get off on it, right? Is this water just...
Yeah, so there's just sort of different settings in the head, and those three sort of top ones, it's got sort of a different, it's technology built into it that's specific for pleasure as opposed to just...
Showering.
Washing. So, yeah.
But it is a functional shower head.
It is a functional shower head. Yeah.
So it can stay there all the time.
You can keep it there. And that's why they're made in those colours to look just like a shower head. So you can keep it there.
But my water bill is going to go up now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's... You can't have it all, can you?
You can't have it all, can you? You've got to take it.
I'll be just happy every day. Every morning you'll be like, why are you so happy this morning? Yeah. Have you been in the shower?
Were you shaving? You took
ages. Did you design this?
No. Well, I mean, it was designed, I didn't personally, but it was designed by our German team. So the
was
team
it?
There. Yeah. Absolutely.
And that's a really good, did you say that was a... one of the best sellers.
It's selling really well.
It's selling really well.
It's like there's so much PR around it because obviously, I mean, it's a shower head. It's so super discreet. You can't get more discreet than that.
Yeah.
And, so it seems to be doing
fair,
really well.
I think,
love it.
Because we know about it now and everybody watching this podcast is, when you got, can you imagine going around to your nana's house, Liv?
Oh, no.
I'm just saying, could you imagine going around to your nana's house and then you just, this is attached.
You go for a wee.
Everyone's going to know now.
Yeah, everybody's
going to
know now.
That is it. That is it. So
I bet my nan's got a lot worse in her house.
Don't worry. So we actually asked Instagram to ask you some questions as well.
Exciting.
You got the questions.
Yeah, I've got a few questions. So we have got a few questions. And one of them questions, oh my God, I've just seen that picture of me spanking the butt.
Have you?
Sorry. I got too far, too carried away. So that was one of the questions, which we've already brought up, is that when are they going to bring out Swingers Games range?
Here we are, then.
There we go.
We can do a collaboration.
Bish, bash, bosh.
Right, so we've already signed a contract for... we haven't really signed a contract. This signed a contract for Cards Against Monogamy. Can we use Cards Against Monogamy? Or is it all trademarked and stuff?
I don't know. We'll have to find out.
Just to kind of ask nice questions. The couples coming together.
Yeah. We do, yeah. I mean, there's so much that we have, about bringing couples together, especially sort of game-wise. I mean, toy-wise, there's a lot, obviously, so many couples' toys. But until you get to that stage, if you're just trying to sort of like bring couples together anyway in any sort of lifestyle, even if it's a monogamous lifestyle, trying to get people, actually talking, communicating.
That's it.
That's the key. Because then you can open up a whole world of opportunities, once you actually start speaking about it.
Yeah.
So that's what we try, encourage, and even just our little card games and the sort of little novelty gifts that we've got that are just sort of like conversation starters. It's so important, get people talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to see more non-monogamy games, or you can't really do non-monogamy toys because it's just for everyone anyway, but it's just being really considered, because the lifestyle is fucking huge.
Yeah,
it's massive in the United States as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's massive. Really big in
freaky
and
over there.
Australia as well.
Freaky.
Australia is quite a big lifestyle friendly, isn't it? As well. So obviously you have got the headquarters. They are
holding down
as well.
In Australia, mate.
Wow.
Yeah. They said if you're not in the community, I think it's one of the things. If you're not inside it. And you don't know much about it, you kind of go, oh, who actually does it? As soon as you peep behind that curtain, holy shit.
And have them
shit.
Conversations, don't you? You're like,
holy shit, yeah.
Yeah. Another one was, like you said, you can't really do toys, but a lot of people wanting to get into the lifestyle is because they've been together with a partner for a very long time. And they're then realizing that there's this other side of them that they are curious to expand their sexual preferences to women. And I've seen, like, while we were doing the warehouse tours, you have got the little like essentials pack.
Yeah.
And a lot of people kind of are like saying
I've got an idea. Oh, a swing hub and Love Honey lifestyle club starter pack.
Okay. I'm here for it.
Listen.
Yeah.
Lube.
Yeah.
Lots of lube.
Yeah.
What's the deal with condoms? Like, do you do your own condom range?
We do now. We have our own. Yeah. They can only be sold in certain areas, I think. I'd have to double check that. But we can make it work. We've got Love Honey condoms.
Right. I'm going to get onto this. Let me just talk about this idea first. I'm going to get onto the conversation with condoms in a second. Anyway, so lube, lots of lube, condoms, wipes. Because you ladies have to wipe your vajayjay, don't you, before you get into action and stuff like that. What else would people need?
A little, like, I don't know, a little vibrator.
A little vibrator, a little toy.
Vibe, a little bit of bondage, even if it's a soft beginner sort of bondage.
Yeah, just like a soft, just for people to...
Introduction.
Yeah, and then, because, like, when you go to clubs, obviously you go all nice and smartly dressed, and you keep all your condoms and your lube in the bag. When you come down to get undressed, obviously it lives in a lingerie, and, like, I like to cut about in my boxer shorts, I don't want to be carrying loads of condoms outside my box shorts and like a big bottle of lube. So a nice bag would be...
You're right, with the little kit bag.
Little kit bag.
Like, you know your builders? You get that builder's belt. Get one of those.
Fold out.
Fold them out.
Little,
all your equipment.
Little zip compartments. Fold back in.
There you go.
I'm just saying, trademark it quickly, Olivia.
But anyways, back to my point of a lot of people are exploring first time with women that they haven't ever done before and it's not the norm for them. And obviously, when you're exploring with women and wanting to use different toys that are maybe more focused on female play, but for beginners because it's a new kind of venture. Mm-hmm. And I saw like a lot of them little packs and beginner packs, and I do like the idea of them because they don't look scary. Because sometimes when you are just starting out, it is a scary world to think of the massive big daddy cock and stuff. So
especially I think with those kits as well, it's so nice that it's that you can pick and choose. It's especially gifting it to someone, to a partner, for example. It's like, you know, you might not like everything in there, but we've got something to try. It's a bit of variation, you know? And so it's a bit non-intimidating, you know? Try something new today, shove something at your ass, you know, give it a go.
So just back to my thing with condoms. You have your own condom line.
Do. Yes.
And is there, because I'm going to be honest with you, I've never seen the Love Honey condoms.
Yeah, they were fairly recent, to be fair. It's under our health sort of range.
Right. So... condoms are obviously a massive thing in the lifestyle. And where guys kind of, especially newbies as well, is putting on a condom for the first time and having, it's not necessarily having sex with someone else, it's actually a condom. And I've suffered this myself of, I'm really horny, my dick's solid, get a condom on, and I'm like, oh my God. And then it flops because you've taken too long. You know, and she's laying there going,
what have I done?
Legs you panic, and then you run off into the toilet and I'm crying. Anyway, mind your business. Would you really double down on, say, looking at condoms? Because for people, sometimes condoms can be too thick. And like skin, for example, skin are fantastic because sometimes you don't feel like you're wearing one. But like myself, I've only recently found out I'm allergic to skin.
Oh, really?
It broke my heart, Molly.
Oh, my God. What is it in there? Is it
the... You I tell me. I don't know.
I think it's a lube.
It was a lube.
Yeah, whatever.
So what happened was is that, you know, I used to use Durex. And then I was like, they're really thick and you can't really get it's hot, but you just want to feel more. And then Skin was like, we've got these ultra, ultra thin condoms. Mm-hmm. I was like, yes, the Skin Elite. And I recommended to everybody. I was like, these are the shit. Everybody get them. And everybody's like buying them. And then we went to a club and I put one on. And then like the next day I was like, it was really painful on the end of my dick.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was just like, oh my God. It looked like thrush. But it wasn't frozen.
It was an allergic reaction.
It was an allergic reaction. Yeah. So I was like, shit, 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 what the fuck? And I got myself tested.
Yeah.
Came back negative. And I'm like, what is this?
Allergy.
Next time we came back and I used Skin Con, it happened again.
Mm.
And I was like, do you know when you just don't want to, I was like, I really fucking love these condoms.
Yeah.
I don't want to give up on them just yet. Mm. My dick will get used to it. But it didn't. So yeah, I use Pisanti now, don't I?
Well, I can tell you, I will chuck you a few before you go.
Yes, please.
I'll have a go.
Love Honey condoms. I know I'm biased. They're so thin.
Are they?
They are incredible. I know I'm biased, but they are great. Honestly, and everyone I've said, I've given them to all my friends. I bought 100 box and I was dishing them out like Father Christmas.
But I think that's a really big selling point of
massively.
People want to know that it's thin and you can feel more.
Yeah, absolutely. And everyone I've said has said that's all I use now.
So yeah.
I'll chuck you some before you go.
All right.
Whereas you could give me feedback.
100 boxes, please.
Because people in the lifestyle, like me and you, before we jumped in the lifestyle, we'd been together for like 7 years. Obviously, we'd kind of stopped.
We were raw dogging it, girl. Straight raw dogging it. That's why we had a kid at 5 months in. But you know, you take the risk, right?
It works.
It works out. It works out all right.
It works out. It's fine. We're still together. But yeah, we'd... A lot of people have been together for a long time. So say like they've been together for 10 years married and obviously then jumping into lifestyle, it's completely nerve-wracking in the first place. But then when you've put in the idea of condoms that they haven't used maybe for 10, 12 years, it's a big thing.
It's a big change. Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, you want, like you said, as most real feel as you can. So I think that...
Yeah,
on the head there.
Another review. The next number two podcast will be a review of the womanizer and a review of the condom.
Do you sell like smallish squirty bottles of lube as well?
Yeah. So
I feel like I'm asking stupid questions here.
Yeah.
Because you sell everything, don't you? Let's fucking
go. I'm gonna
just fire shots at you. Wait, so we gotta say, watch out.
So we've got. I mean, we do 500 mil, 250, 100, and now we've actually just started doing little 30 mils. So they're literally this big. So they're perfect for taking on the go, taking to your events. These little diddy
that
ones.
That is it.
They can fit in my air safe camping bag.
And they're not going to take up loads of space. They're so cute.
What are you taking lube away for? What are you doing?
For my vibrator.
For your vibrator. Yeah.
Lube is essential.
Okay. Yeah.
The wetter the better.
Definitely.
Yeah. We had a conversation earlier in the warehouse and it was are you going to bring back the designer toy? And because what I saw ages ago is that some guy invented a butt plug and had a rimmer on the end of it.
So, as in, like, where it was sat on
And then it had, like, a little rim thing. Yeah, around. And he won the competition. And did you say, like they give royalties for it and stuff like
that? Yeah. So, with the designer sex toy competition, we haven't run it for a couple of years, but we... Because they're such big projects. I think we bit off more than we can chew doing them every year. Because then to develop it, design it, bring it out, it is quite a process. You can't just do it every year. So
how long does it take to, like, from...
From start to finish, I mean, if it's a brand new concept from start to finish, we could be talking up to a couple of years. So, yeah. So this is why I think in doing it every year, we were like, shit, there's only a few of us, we can't even do this.
Yeah.
So, especially all the other projects we've got on. So that's kind of had to take a bit of a back seat, but it's such a fantastic competition as well. It's just like, it's so good. Reading some of the entries is also hilarious, as I'm sure you can imagine. Some of them are fascinating, some of them are brilliant, some of them, it's just...
Beyond,
or someone just come around with a cock ring, you're like, you've literally designed a cock ring. But thanks.
So just putting their hopes and dreams there.
But they get royalties from it if you win, and we'll create your toy, we'll work with you to create it and everything. Yeah.
It's great. Wow.
Yeah, it's a really nice way to get everyone involved because so many people have got ideas like yourself. You'll come to me. That'll be the next time we run a competition. It'll just be gauge.
Yeah. Well, I did have this one idea, Mom.
Okay.
And it's around a fleshlight again.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like some guys have this fantasy of being with multiple women.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of the fleshlight just being a thing, it's like loads of women's tongues inside.
Okay. It sounds fucking awful.
Just tell him to shush up now.
It does not think about it. You look inside and it's like...
Do not...
Italian.
What's that, that? What is that film where it is like?
Or can we have a fleshlight? You know, wait a minute. I'll tell you what.
Is he going to prove me wrong? The fist.
The fist. Why can't guys have a double fist
to wank you off?
And it's two wrists like that, and you can just do it yourself.
You're doing that. You might as well do it yourself.
Yeah.
You might as well do it yourself.
Oh my god!
But you squeeze a wrist, lube comes out.
Okay, we do have some self-lubricating masturbators, actually. Yeah.
So. Fuck! I'm trying to catch you. I think if you go engaged, that is a fantastic idea.
Epic fail. Epic fail.
Right. Okay. The hands, the two-hand jobby. I mean, I'll think about it.
Okay. At least you'll think about it. That's it.
Well, when you said about the, you know, the fantasy of, you know, like, several women, for example. Mm. I thought you were literally going to say like a three-headed masturbator.
Yeah, me too. Like just having different
ones. What
about two of them booty things on top of each other? Because that's quite a fantasy thing. That...
There you are then. Yeah. Actually, that exists.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I don't think we haven't done it in our brand, but it does exist having, it's like two on top
it's
of
like
two.
A double-decker ass.
Yeah, double-decker.
Yeah.
Double-decker.
Yeah. And so I think you've got like four holes or something, so...
I'm sorry.
Have you got any more questions, Olivia?
I've got another question. This is, we did have this conversation earlier when we were walking through as to lingerie, because a lot of people do like think of Love Honey now, I think, as a one-stop shop. So they like to go on and purchase the stuff for the weekend, a new little toy, a new little outfit. And the biggest thing is the cup sizes.
Yeah.
That's definitely one thing that, there's about three or four same people saying about the cup sizes and mm-hmm. wanting it to be back size and cup size rather than just the small, medium and large. And we agreed on that, didn't we, earlier?
I couldn't agree more. As someone with ample chest, I absolutely agree that we should be having cup size. The trouble is, and I know the lingerie team would love that as well, but it's just because, I mean... the lingerie is such an important part of our business and it's like done so well for us and the lingerie is gorgeous. It's all designed in-house. It's fantastic. It's trying to get that sort of, because people primarily come to us for toys and like you said, then they'll think, oh, get some lingerie as well. But it's so trying to get those numbers as well for us to be able to do all these cup sizes. We've done some with a few cup sizes. We managed to sort of range it between, for example, like AA to C and then D to F or whatever.
Yeah.
But trying to get all of those individual ones, it's just numbers at the moment. Hopefully one year, like in a few years to come, we'll be able to do it and we'll be able to order enough that we can, you know, make it worthwhile for us because we'd love to be able to do that. And then more people would buy it. It's sort of that chicken and egg. Can we do it with the risk of, is everyone going to buy it? Or if we actually do it, then people will come to the site and buy it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a tricky one.
I think because you've got sizes from like obviously a 30A to a 38. Double F, double G. Somebody said a K kind of thing. So it is a massive range, isn't it? That for just one product.
Mm-hmm. So we did it for some and it was great and the lingerie was fantastic. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can finally wear Love Honey lingerie.
Yeah, definitely.
It actually fits me. So hopefully, you know, we will get there again. So fingers crossed. But we do think about it, ladies, I promise.
Yeah. It's a thought.
Yeah.
Might not be able to happen sooner, but
definitely. One day.
Fingers
crossed.
Do you have any other ones?
I'm trying to think of new products, if I'm being honest with you.
You're just not listening to us now, are you?
Shall I lie to you?
Just shut down.
Yeah,
if it's already launched.
I will text you, like I said, 3 o'clock text in the morning.
Noted.
Noted. But Cards Against Monogamy
is a thing. Triple decker
vaginas. That's a triple decker, yeah. Self-lubing vaginas.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Thought I got away with it then.
Although there is, I think there's a self-lubricating arse as well. And I'm like, well, that's not realistic, is it?
Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
But, I mean, I'm not against it. But I think we should be training people. If you're going to do anal, please use lube.
Yes, yes. But you do all the anal lube. Do you do all the different lubes? Or is it just kind of like a unison of just...
We do all the different ones. So we have particular ones for just water-based lube. We can use for everything. We've got water-based anal, which is great. And we've got different... loads of different ones. There's sort of ones that look like sort of cummy sort of look. So, there's loads.
Just check.
Because they use that in the porn industry, don't they?
Yeah.
You have like the sound guy ready to go and you hear the guy go, ugh, and he goes,
yeah. Yeah, you just see her
all over her face like that, yeah. It smells like cream and cookies.
And it's not really cum.
Yeah.
But yeah. There's no more questions. It's just more about there's a lot of questions there about lingerie. And then one of the questions was, are you getting any bigger toys? And I'm like,
bro.
How big do you want it?
This is not a sex toy. This is a defensive weapon.
Yeah.
Let's face it. Imagine somebody breaking into your house and you came down like that.
Exactly.
No one is going to fight you if you've got a massive dick like this.
Apparently we need bigger. So yeah.
Apparently it needs to be bigger. Work on the bigger ones.
Yeah. So rumour is that you've seen our podcast before,
season one,
and you've followed Olivia.
Yes, I already did, and then I heard about you guys coming here for the podcast, and I was asked, obviously, by our lovely team, saying, "Do you want to be involved in this?" And it's like Gage and Liv coming. I was like, "Oh my gosh, yes, absolutely."
That's it. Did you know much about the lifestyle before then, or kind
not
of
massively?
Are you monogamous? Are you?
I'm monogamous, yes, yeah. But I'm also. I've always said that I'm kind of never say never about anything. You know, yeah. I'm always up to trying things. So it would be sort of, you know, whether if in future I ever thought, you know, I maybe want to try that something.
Bring
new
a woman in, or
absolutely, yeah, exactly. I'd never say never. But yeah, no, I didn't know too much about the lifestyle. It was just then I'd seen you on TikTok. And I was like, oh, okay, this is interesting. Oh, she's fun. She's cool. She's cute. So I started following you and everything. And I just sort of learnt more about it. And I was like, and it's just so nice that I think you guys address the stigma a lot. And I love that. I think that's so important. Mm. So important. Because I think people just get the wrong idea, don't they? Mm. And it's just...
But I think as well, that's the thing with, you know, with Swing Hub doing what it's doing. We want to, you know, address people. We want to make it more modernized and easier accessible for people like yourself. You know, if you wanted to kind of venture into a threesome, you kind of go, where do you go? You've got dodgy sites, or the sites that are available are like 40, 50 quid a month just to speak to people. And we wanted to really modernize it, make it really accessible. So you can go, I'm going to join. And I'm just going to have a little nosy.
Yeah,
and exactly. Just kind of, and but it, the way it's kind of, the way it looks, it's clean, it's nice, it's actually, it's okay to explore more. And this is why we are so grateful for Love Honey and yourself, you know, going, hey, let's work together. You know, we agree that the stigma should be gone.
Yeah.
And also we can
do amazing things. They started, though. Love Honey started that brand, this brand, because of that. And they wanted to just destigmatize being able to play with toys, and it's okay to want a dildo in the bedroom.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's okay to have... self-pleasure and things like that, because it was very much frowned upon, wasn't it? So nobody spoke about it, but it's nice just to have them conversations and just open up.
Yeah.
I think we also, with like a lot of our toys, especially sort of the masturbators and stuff, so, you know, like the pocket pussies, you know, your fleshlights and that sort of thing, we often, when we're sort of writing about it, when we've written about it, our blurbs and on the products, it's, we say it's a good way to sort of, you know, bring in that interest of a third person, and, you know, potentially thinking about that. It's a good way to start. Like, okay, how do you feel about using this? You know, acting as if someone else is here. And then it's sort of starting that conversation. We always talk about that when we talk about those toys as well.
Mm. So. How many men's toys do you sell compared to women's? Because I take it, for me, I always have this mindset that every woman owns a dildo or has owned some sort of sex toy.
They should do.
In a lifetime.
They think, need to. If they don't have one, they need to.
But the thing is, you could go into town on a Saturday night and you will hear a conversation about woman and a dildo. And it's kind of like...
You don't think twice now.
But if a guy, you know, was like, I've got a fleshlight that's self-lubricating with seven tongues with a cum drip tray... It's not hitting the same, is it?
Yeah.
So what is the actual percentage of men's toys being sold compared to women's, do you think?
I need to get the exact figures, but I know that it is, I think men's wise, it tends to be a lot of gifting as well, I think. So it's sort of, you know, it's bringing it into the part to bring it into a couple as opposed to solo guys, I think.
Okay.
I think, well, obviously the fleshlights and stuff typically, but when we're talking about branching out into other things, for example, like prostate massage and butt plugs and that sort of thing, it can be sort of gifty, bringing it in as the, you know, a couple, a partner bringing it in. Yeah. So she's going to try some things. I've already got a vibrator. Why don't we try something for you?
Yeah.
It's a good sort of way to bring it in, you know?
Yeah. So. I think every guy should own a fleshlight.
Every guy. It was a life changer, wasn't it?
You loved it.
I explain it.
I tell you where Gage's fleshlight lives. It lives in the bottom drawer, and his boxer shorts are on top of it, and then he's got a packet of M&M's fleshlight.
It's called the pleasure drawer.
It's a pleasure
drawer. It's not just sex, it's food.
Poppin' M&M.
My favourite movie. I've got Shrek 3 in there as well. Shrek 3.
It's the worst one.
They say, please don't even say that again. Okay. I love you, Mold, but please.
It's like our little secret pleasure drawer, isn't it?
Yeah.
The handy toys, a lube, and then, yeah, snacks for afterwards.
Yeah.
You need to mix it up a bit then. You know, you've got your fleshlight. You need to get some other accessories in here for you.
Mm.
You need to branch out on some male toys.
Yeah, that's it. Have you got any more questions?
I don't think so. I think I'm good. Have you got any questions for us?
Gosh, that's a good question.
Oh. Precious spot.
Oh, gosh, absolute precious spot. What makes you guys want to work with Love Honey as well? Because obviously we want to work with you because we think it's like, you know, so good for us as a brand anyway, and just sort of awareness for everyone else. But, you know, I mean, out of just like who we are and what we represent.
Yeah, so I did some research on Love Honey.
Yeah.
She's telling the truth. Yeah, yeah. And it goes to the Channel 4 documentary that I saw as well.
Yeah.
And I don't know who it was. I think it was one of the owners. He was doing a presentation and he went around all these tables and he put like massive 12-inch dildos on all these tables, and they were like a big conference and all these women going, oh my God. And he was like, there is no shame in what you're seeing in front of you now. He's like, sex is normal. Self-pleasure is normal. Masturbate all you want. Mm-hmm. We all do it. We just never talk about it.
Exactly.
And that's the same with our story. That these people having conversations in the bedrooms going, really want to bring another woman in, or we'd love to bring another guy in. And I take a lot of aspiration from the guy at the time. I don't know who the CEO is now.
Yeah, the two owners probably at the time. Founders,
yeah, they're probably on a yacht somewhere now with all these companies everywhere. So,
lucky them.
But I took a lot of aspiration from that to kind of go, do you know what? The courage it takes to go, this is what we do and we're proud of it. Yeah. And then when somebody stands up for the right and go, we should talk about this. Some people come out of the closet a bit more and go, yeah, I think we should too. And I think that's our position right now, Olivia.
Yeah, of definitely.
Us coming out going, we do this.
Yeah.
Do you know what? And we're fucking happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We are married and we are the happiest we have ever been. And if we want to bring a third person in, so what?
Yeah.
That has no reflection on our marriage. It's just us being two sexual human beings exploring.
Exactly.
You are welcome. There you go.
I'm not going to say anything after that now. That God, is it. You've
I
taken
get very
it.
Passionate, Molly. That's it. Yeah,
he likes to go on his little speeds and he's a very good advocate.
How did you guys like actually first ever like, as long as you don't mind me asking, but like first ever bring up that conversation, you know, with you guys?
So Gitch, to be fair, it all started, I think my search history never cleared it. Gitch saw that I was watching quite a lot of lesbian porn and things like that, and he was like, have you ever been want to ever explore?
This was after a really rompant sex session, by the way.
Yeah, this was him. So would you ever want to explore with a woman? And I'm like, have? And he was like, excuse me? We've been together since we were really young, Olivia. And I'm like, yeah, pre-us, I have explored on that side. Mm-hmm. And I would like to explore, but never thought we'd talk about it. We've been married for so long. And we're just kind of like, got into the conversation about how I'd like to go about that, and I said I definitely would like to just see where it is, because I was very bi-curious in that sense, wasn't I? And we kind of, you were like, would you like to go off on your own and do it? And I was like, no, like I am so like, I wouldn't get anywhere, like, let's put it that way. I wouldn't have got anywhere on my own, because Gage is definitely my little wingman. He's a party starter and things like that. So we just did it together. Originally, we were trying to find just a woman to join us, wasn't we? But as complete newbies, that is so hard to do, isn't it?
Really?
Single women are called unicorns in the lifestyle because they're really mystical and rare.
Yeah. Yes.
They don't come along. They don't come along often. Funnily enough, there's quite a few coming along now.
There's quite a lot of them on Swing Home now, isn't there?
They have a place to finally do it.
So we then kind of was like, well, we're really struggling to find another woman to join us. And we got talking to another couple, wasn't we? And she was bi-curious as well. And we kind of like, how would we like that dynamic? And we was like, yeah, let's go for it.
Screw it, let's do it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Wasn't it?
And what we found, what the most addictive thing is about the lifestyle is actually not having sex with somebody else.
Mm.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a little bit of adrenaline rush, but it's the connection between me and Olivia afterwards of
I know you guys have said that. Yeah. It's so weird. Strong.
If you feel like, there's a level of love and you're like, I can't love you anymore. But then you bang somebody else and it goes up like that. And you're like, fuck, like, how is this happening? Like, for a week, we didn't want to leave each other, did we? We didn't want to go. I was going to call sick at work because we just wanted to sit in bed.
I think I was. I had to leave like 3 days and I was driving up to Manchester for a flight and I was like, fuck, I'm so horny. And I was like, I just want to be at home. I had like separation anxiety from you, didn't I? And I was like, I just wanted to get home, didn't I? I had a one night trip, 3 days away from you. And I was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
That's why people have like, they do last, I don't want to say last longer than the lifestyle, but that's what they find the hook is.
Yeah.
It's not banging anyone else. It's it's adrenaline rush. It gives you the kick, but it's the connection you have with your partner. Yeah.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, it's strange, isn't
it? It's a funny thing. I need
to get
some...
in your marriage? Bags on that. Bags on
that. I'm just saying, it's a thing. It's a thing,
but it's not for everyone. The same as, like, about, like, sex toys and things like that is not for everyone. No. There is people that still feel like it is such a taboo subject, and but they can just sit in their own little corner. Mm.
Exactly. Just so we don't watch this.
Yeah. And as long as they don't... rain on our parade, we won't rain on theirs.
Well, that's what we always used to say. I mean, it was a thing with Love Honey, you know, as long as you're not hurting anyone else, we're happy, you know, we don't judge.
I've got a question for you. Happy. I know we need to wrap this up soon because we've been going for 53 minutes and it's a lot longer than we normally do. Do you ever get stuff through the post about your business of negativity?
We, a lot less, I think, than we used to, which is great. There used to be sort of just, I think in Bath, there were probably some more issues. It was sort of originated of right in Bath, you know, it all started here. And it's, you know, it's a very historical, beautiful town. And they're like, no, we're going to stick a dildo. We're going to stick a dildo business right in the middle. So I think there was probably more so then. But now it's like, if anything, all the press is good press we have now, which is amazing. There are like, you know, the individuals that will be like, you shouldn't be posting this and all the haters online and whatever. But you're going to get that with anything. But I think press-wise, everything's like raving about it now, especially as it is a little bit controversial and people like that. They want to read about that sort of stuff. I mean, tabloids love it.
Yeah.
And so just even that, and you know, no press is bad press. So
You know. I think I like to see another like Channel 4 like documentary come through again, because I think from what I've seen to where we've come into this beautiful office here and it's absolutely, the bagels are fire, by the way. We've got a bagel day at fire.
Monday's bagel day.
Yeah.
Monday bagels.
Yeah, if you see me walking out with a few more bagels, just...
We're just not
mind your business. Mind your business.
And the ass.
Mind your... Livia. Yeah, but thank you for coming on. Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. I've had the most fun.
Yeah. I've had a lovely day. It's a lovely day out.
Mom, we brought you a little gift.
This is
for you.
When you got that out of the car, I was like, I'd love one of those bags.
This is for you, and it's got a few...
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Open it up. Go on, love. It's like Christmas morning.
Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. I am so happy.
Yeah. We know it's kind of... Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm all over it.
You're all over it, Bam. You'll be getting approached now.
I love that so much. Yeah. Oh guys, thank you. That's
you are welcome. But thank you for being, this might not go in order the way it's going to go out in season two, but you are our very first guest on Swing Hub. So that's a big achievement, yeah. And guys, if you are on Instagram, follow us on @SwingHubApp and on Twitter @SwingHub. Anything else from you?
No.
Anything else from you?
Amazing day.
No. That is it. Cheers, guys. And we'll see you on the next episode. Bye.